As I've mentioned to you boys, my husband and I are in the middle of trying for a baby. And it's been a couple of months and it's not working. And I know the logic of it does take some time, but I actually had a little bit of intervention from a medical professional the other day, and it would appear there is something structural going on. I won't get into it right now, but because I want to explore everything before we go down a fertility specialist route.
Right.
And I have put it out there a couple of times, like, you know, for advice and support. And very kindly, the HIT family have come to me in messages and even unprompted on the radio show. We had one woman, I think she answered a question about something completely off topic and then threw in, just on the baby making, make sure you're hanging upside down.
That's right. Yeah. And you did that.
I still do it. I do handstands. I've done my back in because I'm at all these weird angles, but I've been trying that. A few other people have recommended things like crystals and manifestation, which I do. This bracelet apparently promotes fertility. It's crystals.
Okay. Right.
I've got a girlfriend in Melbourne who is planning on flying to Newcastle to do a womb healing for me
and a
womb cleanse.
What is that?
What? How does one do that?
I'm not 100%
sure. Can I attend?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
I just feel like I need to be there.
She's in that sort of spiritual space and she said, I'd love to fly up and perform this for you. I said, I'm gonna take everything and anything.
Yep.
I ground, I earth. I told you about the naturopath appointment. She was like, you need to get in the ocean.
Embrace the diva kingdom, hopefully.
Exactly. I've been swimming and coming home with algae and seaweed everywhere.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Someone has just said you got to eat pineapple cores.
Oh.
The hard bit.
The hard bit, which I don't know how to do. My teeth are pretty, I think they're pretty strong, but I don't know how I'm going to get through a pineapple core.
No, you can get through a pineapple
core. Could I do it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try that.
It's just a bit husky.
Okay.
Chuck it on a stick like a Dagwood dog and carry it around with you.
Love that. And just make my way through it across the day.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was one.
Maybe get meat to cook it up for you.
Oh,
you know?
Over the coals.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Bit of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Someone has just said, make sure you're checking your cervical mucus every day.
How do you do that?
She's given me a lot. We don't have time. She's having a big essay.
Excuse
but I appreciate ignorant. That.
Checking it.
Excuse mine too. Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing I should be checking.
Checking it for?
Just looking at it.
She wrote a lot. I'll go into it.
Okay.
But we don't have time right now.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
So 13-10-60 for an unconventional
baby-making advice.
This is my favourite so far though, boys.
Okay.
Hey, Jess, here's a bit of white magic to fall pregnant. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm already interested. Plant some parsley in a pretty pot and place it at either your kitchen window or your back door, like the literal back door, whichever gets. Sorry, grow up, Jessica. Grow up.
So I wasn't actually thinking what you suggested.
Didn't
even cross my mind.
But now that you've said it, you know.
Whichever gets the best sun. Tend to it daily.
It's even worse.
Tend to it daily. Talk to it. Sing to it. Water it. White magic hoodoo. It works. I have 3 guaranteed examples. 2 workmates and my own sister.
What are we singing to the parsley?
I'm not sure. I think, remember we did that experiment a few years ago about if you talk nicely to plants, they grow better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's something about that, encouraging growth, which is what we're trying to do essentially in my own womb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I need, so I'll be going to a nursery today to pick up.
You're going to do it. You're going to get the parsley and put it to the back door.
I'm honestly, because if I'm honest with you, I'm a little bit nervous to go down the fertility specialist route.
Yeah.
I know it's very common and it's a path a lot of couples have to take, but I would like to try everything before we go down that process. Because imagine it can be a heartbreaking journey, the fertility thing. So if a parsley pot will do it, I'd rather do that.
Okay.
So I've got to do that and put it at the kitchen window or back door.
Look, you know, we laugh, but, you know, good on you for like just having a crack, doing whatever journey you need to go through.
I'm open. Someone said I fell pregnant on a holiday to Italy. So out of stretch, I guess I'll have to book a trip to Italy.
Why not?
If I'm trying the parsley pot, I've got to try
You're
a trip
try
to Italy.
Absolutely everything.
And that'll lean into the relaxing, I can imagine, Gilly.
Yeah.
Which is one of the big keys.
Can you cook with the parsley? Like in between while you're watering it and tending to it?
I feel like you shouldn't take from the parsley.
I think I shouldn't take.
I feel like you should only let it grow.
I might have to go back to this very kind woman who shared this and ask for maybe more information, same as the cervical mucus. I'll ask a few more questions.
I got some questions about that one too, but I'll leave it.
And I can get my friend on to explain the womb healing also.
Yeah, good.
A lot of these are just top line ideas.
Yes.
Which you've got to maybe get more information so I don't, you know, do them incorrectly.
Yeah, you don't accidentally feed the cervical mucus to the parsley.
At the back door.